Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies. From DirectConversations.com, it's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
We're all a step in nest.
That sounds like a baby crying for its mama.
Now that was a great take.
I hope it makes me laugh. I really do. Tim Lammers is back. His movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, this one is called The Bubble. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jordana, and hello, Paul. And, I normally have a theatrical release during the Fridays, but we're on Thursday. I was on a mini vacation earlier this week, so I'm bringing you a Netflix movie instead called The Bubble. It takes place within the pandemic. It's not a comedy about the pandemic. That would be wrong. But a movie that's set with a bunch of narcissistic actors set within a bubble. Remember the bubbles they put, NBA,
sure.
They played in a bubble. And so they isolate a bunch of people. So the bubble is actually about this $100 million movie being made in a bubble in England. And so, again, the actors are narcissistic. The director is too artsy-fartsy. I mean, it's about the worst of you could possibly imagine for Hollywood. So, yeah, it's basically about the making of a bad movie that isn't so bad. I know a lot of critics have been ripping on it, but it's not a great movie, but it is for what it's worth, kind of funny. And they got a lot of big stars in it, too. I mean, you got David Duchovny, you got Pedro Pascal, of course, from The Mandalorian, Leslie Mann. Of course, she's married to Judd Apatow, who co-wrote and directed this thing. So it's basically a spoof about a bunch of overpaid, overprivileged movie actors. And I kind of like that when they call Hollywood, when Hollywood calls out Hollywood in a way, so this is funny. Is it great? No, but it's okay. It's funny.
By the way, Tim is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Tim, thank you. This sounds like pure escapism to me and, calling Hollywood what it is. So I'm going to check it out. You've just got back from a trip. Where were you? You were in South Dakota?
Yeah, actually, my family and I, we went to Deadwood. I was actually calling you from Deadwood on a Tuesday. But I took a page out of the David Josephson playbook. DJ, he had a recommendation. Mm-hmm. He says, there are deals out there, nice places. You book them off season. And you probably are going to get a pretty good rate. And we got a place that was, you know, maybe half of what we would have normally paid. A nice resort place. It stayed in a house/cabin, you know, in Deadwood. It is so incredibly beautiful. Then, of course, you know, we took in all the sites in the area, you know, went to Mount Rushmore and everything else like that. We've been there before, but, you know, it is such of a magnificent site. So spectacular. If you've never been to Mount Rushmore, you definitely need to go. But there's Crazy Horse, you know, we went there as well, you know, and the Badlands, everything like that. It's just such so different than what we get here, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We love the Black Hills. There's a lot to see out there.
Absolutely. So, yeah, again, a big tip of the cap to DJ because, again, it's like that got me thinking a little bit. My wife is thinking the same thing. It's like, hey, let's do this. So, you know, like DJ does, a little quick vacation and kind of recharge your batteries and get back.
See, the travel preacher, DJ, it's working.
Yeah, I know. Look at his head. He's not going to be able to get out the door of the studio here. But, DJ does have some really good advice. And so we look forward to that segment every Wednesday at 5:20 here on CCO.
It's kind of fun how the segments can interact, huh? How about that? The movie segment and Dave's segment.
That's good. Cross promotion. Hey, talk about Will Smith. You mentioned that there's a double standard going on here. How so?
Well, you know, obviously the big thing that people have been complaining about is, look, if you're going to take away Will Smith's Oscar, there are several other very, very bad people that are, you know, have gotten away with, or not gotten away with, but haven't gotten their Oscars taken away, like a Harvey Weinstein, et cetera, et cetera. Well, again, you know, the big question has been what justifies actions in Hollywood. I mean, Will Smith did this during the Oscars, after all, and it's up to them to do whatever they want. And from what I understand, they finally had their emergency meeting this morning to determine just that. But now there's this actor named Ezra Miller who seems to be causing, allegedly, a lot of huge problems off the set, so much so that reports are surfacing that his role as The Flash, which is a big movie franchise coming up, he was part of the Justice League, is to pause that production and decide where do we go from here with this actor. So the big double standard people are talking about is, boy, everybody's coming down hard on Will Smith because of one instance, whereas this alleged bad behavior has been going on and on and on and on. Now, within this article that I'm reading, they're saying, yeah, well, he's a mid-level actor, and that's why nobody pays attention, and that's why there are no big calls for cancellation, as opposed to this other thing happening on the world's biggest stage during Oscar night. So whether it's a double standard or not, I don't know, but It seems to be coming to the forefront that, you know, actors are going to have to start paying for whatever bad behavior they're, you know, anything that they're doing off screen, you know. It seems to be coming back to bite a lot of actors now.
But actors often have bad behavior. I mean, my goodness, who hasn't had a fall from grace? Who hasn't gotten into a bar fight? Or I'm not going to say rehab is a fall from grace because that's a real problem. But my goodness, Tiger Woods, who's getting all this praise now for coming to the Masters after his alleged sex addiction thing. I mean, my God, we won't have anybody in Hollywood if they can't get in trouble anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess one thing I thought about is, you know, you're talking about Hollywood holding these actors to double standards. I don't know if it's so much Hollywood as it is social media, because all of these cancel deals going on with Will Smith, it's not Hollywood actors necessarily calling him out. Yes, there are some, but it's Twitter users and the hashtags and growing to become viral, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I don't know. It's like those worlds colliding now. You know, where you can't really, well, look, how many times have we seen it where somebody would say something, you know, supposedly benign, but all of a sudden, because one person takes offense to it, you know, if it catches on, it can really start a revolution in a sort of way and get somebody canceled. You know, so it's just a weird thing going on right now. But that one caught my eye because, again, this Ezra Miller thing's been going on. I've known of it for a year and a half or so now, where viral videos of him supposedly choking people, et cetera. And now it's getting to the point where people say, you know, or the studio is saying, we got to do something about this guy.
Yeah. Tim, it just dawned on me as you were talking, there's no due process on Twitter. I mean, it's, you know, sort of like Caesar with the thumb up or the thumb down. And, you know, cancel culture is real. Between that, the Me Too movement, you know, which I obviously, you know, has a very authentic origination in terms of trying to look out for people that have been victimized. So it started there. But now, you know, we cancel people at the drop of a hat. And it seems like with social media now and everybody walking around with a phone and a camera, you can't get away with as much as you could even 10, 20, 25 years ago, that you're always on. You're always on and always
and that's okay for the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If somebody had an audio rolling or a camera rolling, maybe that would have stopped sooner.
Well, I think the Will Smith deal, obviously, it was an easy one because it wasn't a camera phone. It was a camera on the biggest movie event of the year.
It's hard to miss.
Escaping what he did. But, yeah, I mean, now, obviously, it goes to show you that, you know, somebody could be doing karaoke in a bar like Ezra Miller was, apparently. And then I don't know if this incident was caught on camera, but there, you know, alleged allegations, I should say, of him just wigging out on people and the sort of behavior that your star of a big multi-million dollar franchise, you don't want him doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the studio is worried about here. So I don't know. I just hope Hollywood learns. You just be on your best behavior. Be a good person. It's real simple.
Tim Lammers, great words of advice. Don't buy your own promotion. Don't believe that you are, in fact, a superhero, because it will catch up with you. Tim, we'll catch you on Tuesday. Thank you, my friend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.